Expedition Leader of the Caribbean Awards Sub-Regional Council, CASC, 2014 Adventurous Journey Camp, Idila Ferdinand, says everything is in place for the camp that is expected to get underway this Friday.
The plans are going ahead smoothly. We've been planning since November of last year. We had our first meeting, and we've been meeting regularly. And in the last couple of months, we've met once every week. And so things are very much in place. I will be managing the Duke of Edinburgh Award CASC expedition. And I have a team of local persons who have been working along on the planning committee. And we incorporate the regional staff once they get here.
Ms. Ferdinand also highlighted some of the other activities that would be taking place leading up to the camp.
We have persons arriving as early as the 24th, but the camp actually begins on the 26th. The first activity we have is a cocktail, which is hosted by the Governor General, the patron for the Dew program. And following that, we have the oath ceremony on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. at the campsite, which is Bethel High School.
Ms. Ferdinand also spoke of some of the highlights of the camp that will involve various community projects.
One of the highlights of the camp is the qualifying expedition, which for the goal participants is a five-day hike. They'll be going through the mountains of St. Vincent, mainly in the northern part of the island. And for the silver participants, they have 4 days in the field, and they will be hiking mainly the coastal areas, again, in the northern part of the island. In addition to that, we will be doing some community projects at various sites. And our main site is the spa at Billet, which is aligned to our code name, Vinci Spa.
Expedition Leader of the Caribbean Awards Sub-Regional Council, CASC, 2014 Adventurous Journey Camp, Idila Ferdinand. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.